For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to the division a little bit. What do you see with this Yankees team? You know, I keep a special eye on the Yankees, obviously, from the family ties. But I don't know. I was surprised how well they started. You know, I mentioned Cole, their big guy, being down at the beginning. I thought, oh, this is going to be rough sled, and it was completely the opposite. The big thing for me has been, since Stanton's been down, they've struggled because they don't have – and I said from the beginning, I know what I'm getting with Judge, and I know what I'm getting with Soto when healthy. These are MVP candidates. But Stanton's presence – and a productive Stanton, which he was until he got hurt, I think makes a whole difference, because it's just another pillar that sits in that lineup that you cannot just avoid Judge and Soto and get through that lineup. It's like, nope, we got another pillar there. And since he's been gone, for me, has been the key. Now, recently, they haven't pitched as well. And really, you know, some guys are struggling. But what do you see? There's been some key series. I kind of like it. You know, from a player standpoint, I liked when we had a little distaste for an opponent. It seems like these guys are kind of starting to get a little bit, you know, we had a little back and forth recently. I wouldn't necessarily call it bad blood, but there's definitely a rivalry brewing with the Yankees. But it seems like the Yankees are always having a rivalry with something. It's been Tampa Bay for years. I just saw it this last outing. But now I'm saying the Rays are getting into, or I'm sorry, the Orioles are getting into it a little bit. Your skipper came out the other day in a hit batter situation. It was nasty, by the way. I saw it when he got hit in the head. But it just seems like it's there. What do you see from this 2024 Yankee team so far?
Imagine telling Yankee fans before the season, you guys are going to be begging for Giancarlo Stanton to come back off the injured list to save the team. I mean, just think about the journey that they've been on. When the Orioles were in New York in June, the middle game of that series, Stanton hit this outrageous three-run home run off of Yennier Cano in the seventh, made it a one-run game, then crushed a base hit off Craig Kimbrell in the ninth, tied the game. I was scared of him in both those big spots, and he's having one of those seasons that makes you remember why he can be such an intimidating presence. So it's pretty similar to what you're seeing. I cannot believe how bad this lineup is outside of Judge and Soto. And they're still, by the way, leading the major leagues in runs per game, which is incredible. But they have a chance to, I think, own the next 6 days before the deadline, because there are so many obvious offensive holes and so many places they can make upgrades. And I know the minor league system, maybe not as strong as it used to be, but they can improve the team dramatically because they just have so many needs in different places. And with Judge and Soto, again, with a bad team around them, they're leading the majors in runs per game. It's kind of scary to think about what they could be if they ace this deadline, because I think the pitching is good enough. I don't know if Luis Gil is going to make it to the end of the year, but what an amazing surprise he's been. Clark Schmidt early on before injury was a great surprise. Cole may be rounding into form now. I think it is a rotation they could feel comfortable with going into the postseason. The bullpen for me is good, but maybe a little above its skis this year. I'm not sure I fully buy, given some of the low strikeout rates in the bullpen, that this is a top tier back end bullpen. I think they could use probably one more piece back there, but in 6 days, this could be a totally different conversation, because if they can get a third baseman who can hit, they can get another corner outfielder who can hit. They can, to me, become right up there with the Phillies and anybody else as a World Series favorite. I'm just kind of amazed that nobody else outside of Judge and Soto has stepped up. I know Verdugo was good early. I know Ben Rice has certainly had his moment since coming up, but I am pretty stunned at the lack of consistency outside of what is clearly the best 1-2 punch in the game in Soto and Judge.
Yeah, you're right. And I was surprised with how good that rest of the rotations line up. I look at the Yankees and I think, you know, they're the Yankees, you know, They're always going to do something. Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised either if they go out and add a Scooble type pitcher and place him right in there behind Cole. I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see. Like you said, there's definitely room for improvement on the offensive side. And is Stanton ever going to come back? I always think that is when Stanton goes on the IL. I always think, is he ever going to come back?
Yeah.
Are his hamstrings different than my hamstrings? Apparently. But, we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.